Sing in that stanza, stanza two, many times Satan whispers. He's a coward, you know that? There is no need to try. That's why they come up and whisper it to you. You know what I'm saying? He ain't afraid to come to you face to face. Right? He should be afraid to come to you face to face if you're walking with Christ. Right? Many times Satan whispers, there is no need to try, for there is no end of sorrow, no hope by and by. Do not listen to that rascal.
Amen.
Because that's all he is. He's a little rascal just going to try to discourage you, try to defeat you.
Amen.
You know what he is? He's a fool.
Amen.
He's a fool. Amen. The devil's a fool. All the things we were talking about this morning... about the fool, that's the devil. That's Satan. Nothing but a scoundrel. He's going to try to trip you up. You don't want to hear nothing. He already knows it all, remember?
Yeah.
That's what a fool does. Fool knows it all.
That's good.
The devil thinks he knows it all.
That's good.
Right?
That's good preaching.
So don't let him trip you up. We're going to continue on the foolish man tonight.
Amen.
I'd like to try to finish it up. I doubt it if I will. But the Bible talks about the foolish man. We can learn from the foolish man how not to act. Remember I said even though as Christians, we have the ability to act like a fool, right? Yeah, we do. I know sometimes when you get with your buddies or with your girlfriends or whatever, you can act a little foolish sometimes. In the eyes of God, sometimes it's not very kosher. That's the right word. Sometimes we can think or say things that are exactly that are off-colored, maybe. Come on,
I'm guilty.
You know, so am I, brother. But this Bible is written to help us, right? It's written to lift us up. It's written to encourage us, right? It's written to show us what we really are.
Right.
And what we can be if we're not careful, right? It shows us who we used to be. It shows us who we're going to be in the future.
Right?
This Bible, this book, the King James Bible, is filled with the wonders of God, right? It's filled with amazement. It's filled with sorrow, right? It's filled with happiness. You love your Bible?
Amen.
I love my King James Bible. And having Brother Gip here this past week really, he was a huge blessing. It just made me love my Bible more.
Amen.
It really made me look at what I'm reading and really pay attention to what I'm reading. Amen. Not just to read it for to getting your reading in for the day, but to take it for word, verbatim, and really try to apply every verse to our lives.
Lord help us.
Because that's what it's for. And also to look for Jesus Christ in every single verse in the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
It's there. We just got to get the understanding of it. And don't get discouraged when you don't understand something.
Amen. That's right. That's good.
It can be discouraging. Why am I not getting this? Well, the Lord hasn't opened up your understanding for it yet.
Yep.
So you just keep reading, and maybe the next time through, you understand it.
That's
or good. What's happened in my life, I'll read something, not understand it, and then guess what happens? Somebody will preach on it.
Yep.
I'll go, hey, praise the Lord. That's why I didn't need the understanding, because I needed to hear it from the preacher.
That's good. Amen.
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 I hope you love your Bible. I love my Bible.
Amen.
The foolish man. Remember I said in the morning in Sunday school that the foolish man is likened unto the lost man. The wise man is likened unto a saved man. But we have already said that we as saved individuals can act foolish, which we should not. And we were going over the acts of a foolish man. And I believe I left off on page number 3 in my notes. I don't know what notes you have. But I'm just joking. The last thing that I said, that he hates knowledge. These are acts of a foolish man. And we talked about Jeroboam, and that's where we left off. This is where I'm going to pick up. And point number four is, a foolish man grieves his mother. I'm a testimony of that. I bet you I've grieved my mother once or twice. I know I have, because she has told me she sat up for hours wondering what was going on with her son. That's real. So who can we look at in the Bible that has grieved his mother? Let's look at Esau. You're like, Esau grieved his mom? Sure he did. Let's look at Genesis chapter 26. Yes, Genesis 26, we'll read number verse 34. Genesis 26, 34, and Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri, the Hittite, and excuse me if I mess up these names, Bashemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite. What's verse 35 say? Which were a grief of mine unto Isaac and to Rebekah, which were Esau's mother and father. Amen. Now also look at 27:46.
Amen.
27:46, it said, Rebekah, which is who?
Mom.
Esau's mother, said unto Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these, which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me? What good shall my life do me? Now, why was that? Why was him marrying? Now, he married two girls, not one. There's a grief right there. Right? I'm just saying. But they were pagan women. Right? And doesn't the mother kind of know? How am I going to say? Doesn't the mother, can't she read women pretty well? A mom read other girls pretty well? Like, they know, like, hey, you know, this one is, I know in my own life, I've grieved my mother with some ladies, with the choices that I made, which are, my mother and father would go, why? Why? You know this woman is not very good. Amen?
Amen?
He grieved his mom in that. And that just goes to show also that young people, mom and dad know what they're talking about. And if you're getting into a relationship, and I don't know of anybody here, mom and dad say, hey, this person, this boy or this girl is not good for you, take their advice. Swallow your pride and say, okay, amen. I'll listen to mom and dad. Amen? That's all I'll say. So grieves his mother. What's the book of Proverbs say about it? Let's go over there. Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse number 1, it says, the Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father, But the foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Mm-hmm. Why is it the mother that takes it more serious? I know because my wife takes it more serious. Me with the boys, I'll go, oh, it's they're boys. Right? But to mom, it's not just that. Mom takes it literally and seriously, everything in their child's life. So I believe the mom just takes it more to heart. Amen?
Amen.
Chapter 17. A 17, verse 25, it says, a foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her that bare him. Man, you know, we can be, even at 40 years old, but Esau was 40 years old. Even at 40, you can still be a grief to your mother. Amen? So, just remember that. Mama loves you. There's nobody that loves you like Mama besides Jesus. 15:20. Chapter 15, verse 20. Oh, yeah, find it, Paul. 15:20. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. Amen? He grieves his mother. Let's move to the next one. So a foolish man, let's do a quick little recap. I have to do a little recap if I can find it. Where's all my notes? A foolish man despises wisdom, doesn't he? Went over that. He despises instruction. He hates knowledge. He grieves his mother. How about this one? He flatters people, but inside, he really hates them. That's a foolish person, the Bible tells us. Who in the Bible, who's that sound like in the Bible? The devil. The devil?
Liberals.
How about, let's go to Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 6. Here's a guy that on the outside, he flattered Nehemiah with his lips, but inside he really couldn't stand him. Nehemiah chapter 6, starting in verse number 1, it says, now it came to pass when Sanballat, there who it is, and Tobiah, and Geshem, the Arabian, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall, and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plains of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. Sanballat, he was a sandbagger. He said, come on, let's talk about this. He had no intentions of trying to talk to Nehemiah about this wall. He had, the Bible says, he was two-faced. Hey, buddy, how you doing? And then he's what? Reaching around and stabbing him in the back. He had no desire to help Nehemiah. He thought building that wall was foolish. Let's look at Nehemiah chapter 2. You know what Nehemiah was? He was a troublemaker. He was. Not Nehemiah, Sanballat was a troublemaker. Nehemiah chapter 2, on verse 19, 18. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. Verse 19. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Amorite, and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king? Then answered I them and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore we, his servants, will arise and build, but ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. Sanballat is nothing but a troublemaker. Amen? He flattered people with his lips. He flattered them, but inside he really could not stand what Nehemiah was going to do. He hated it. Proverbs chapter 10. See what it says. Proverbs 10. Proverbs 10 and verse number 18. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. You see how important the book of Proverbs is? I mean, we don't have to go to all these examples of men and women in the Bible of how they acted. We could go right to the book of Proverbs and just read all the verses that say fool or foolishness, and we'd be good with that.
Amen.
Amen. But I think it's also good for us to see examples in the Bible of who that actually had action, who act like a fool. Amen. Right?
Right.
I hope none of us here flatters people, but inside you hate them.
Lord help us.
I pray that's nobody in here.
Amen.
And how about a fool is one that slanders?
God help us.
We were just in Nehemiah. Nehemiah's buddy there. What's his name? Tobiah. He slandered. He slandered the work of the Lord. Amen. Let's go over there and look at it. Nehemiah chapter 4. Nehemiah 4, and we'll read verses 1 through 3. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end? In a day, will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah, right here, the Amorite, was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Now isn't that somebody that slanders? Now look at Nehemiah is trying to build a wall. Sanballat's just He can't stand Nehemiah and Sanballat's buddies right there saying, yeah, that's right. Even if they build that wall, a fox will go by and the wall's going to come down. Well, those are two friends that I don't want to be around. Would you want to be around somebody like that? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think Tobiah is just the biggest snake as Sanballat was.
Amen.
But yeah, I was just getting ready to say that. At the end of Nehemiah. I'm going to have to find it now. Nehemiah. I believe it's in 13. Be with me for 1 second as I try to find it.
Okay.
Nehemiah 13. Verse number 6, maybe. But in all this time was not I at Jerusalem? For in the 2nd and 13th year of Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, came I unto the king, and after certain days obtained I leave of the king, and I came to Jerusalem and understood of the evil that Eliashib did for Tobiah, and preparing him a chamber in the courts of the house of God. And it grieved me sore. Therefore I cast forth all the household stuff of Tobiah out of the chamber.
Amen.
Look at what happened to him. Thrown out. There's your stuff. See you later. You ain't a friend. It's okay to throw those friends out that ain't so-called friends.
Right.
It's all right to kick them to the curb.
Right.
Give them the gospel and kick them to the curb.
Amen.
How about a foolish man? Move to the next one. A foolish man laughs at sin. I work with a lot of guys that have no problem laughing at sin. But listen, so did I. When I was lost,
amen.
I laughed at sin.
Yep.
Amen?
Yep.
So did you.
Yep.
Say amen.
Amen.
And we should never, ever laugh at anything sinful that we see.
That's right.
As a Christian.
Lord, forgive us.
We should never, I'm going to say it again, never, ever laugh at anything sinful that we see. It should hurt us. Why? Because that very sin that somebody is doing is the very sin that put Christ on the cross. Amen?
Amen.
Sinful situations. Judges chapter 16. Helps if you get to Judges first. I was in Joshua 16 and I was like, that is not right. For the sake of time, I was going to read verses 1 through 17 in Judges 16, but I'll give you the backstory of it. Samson, a mighty man of God, right? Remember how I said even godly people can have the act of foolishness?
Amen.
Samson had the act of foolishness here with the sin of this woman.
Yeah.
Right? He thought it was a game every time she came to him. Well, she wanted him, you tell me how we can defeat you. Bind you up and keep you bound. And he come up with these different things. And you can see, this ain't going to work. This is what's going to work. You know what I'm saying? That's laughing at sin. Because he's living in sin.
Amen. That's good.
And guess what? It cost him.
Yeah.
Although God used him, but it cost him. If you read that 1 through 17, you read those few verses, those times where that woman came to him, he thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
He thought it was funny. I could just see him. I pictured in my mind that, yeah. This is not how they're going to get me. But then what happened? By her much what? persisting and it kept going toward him and kept going towards him. He finally gave in. He finally gave in to that sin that was so funny. And then it cost him. Cut his hair. He got bound up. Right? Blinded. Then his hair grew back and then he had his muscles again and tore everything down. Even himself. This sin is not something to laugh at.
Amen.
Amen.
Not at all. Sin should not be taken lightly either. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10. Remember, fools laugh at sin. Proverbs 10 and verse number 23, it says, "It is a sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom." It is sport to a fool to do mischief. He looks to have fun in his wrongdoing. He's having fun in it. There is no fun in doing sin. Chapter 14. Chapter 14 and verse number 9 it says, "Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor." Remember what Psalms 14:1 said? The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." And for the fool to say there is no God is the same fool that makes a mock at sin. Ha ha, that's funny. Fair enough? Chapter 15. Verse 21, "Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly." Folly is joy to him. To a fool.
Amen.
This is number 8. A foolish man... A foolish man lets his wrath known. You know anybody like that? That used to be me sometimes. I'd have to make sure people knew that I was upset and angry. Well, that's just a fool. Amen. Let's go to Numbers chapter 22 and let's look at somebody who acted like a fool. Numbers 22. We all know the story of Balaam, right? Who listened to the foolish prophet, Balak, right? He tried to bribe him once. He bribed him twice. He listened the second time, didn't he? Then he went off. And then we have in verse number 26. Or 26 and 27. "And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place. And there was no way to turn, neither to the right hand nor to the left. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam." Well, look at what happens next. "And Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with his staff." Now that is an act of a foolish man, because he was angry. He let his wrath be known by hitting the donkey. He says, "What are you doing? Get up." Well, the donkey knew what was going on. He was trying to protect him. Amen?
Amen.
He was trying to warn him of what God was trying to tell him before, but he was listening. Listen, he was listening to somebody he shouldn't have been listening to. Right?
Amen.
He would have never been in this position if he listened.
Amen.
Sounds like some of us. Right? And then when we get into that situation, we act just as Balaam.
Amen.
Right? And then we got to let our wrath be known because we're mad. Why? Because you didn't listen the first time. And then you want to try to push the blame. Oh, well, guess what? It doesn't work.
Amen.
That's what a foolish man does. He lets his wrath be known. Proverbs chapter 12.
That's good.
Twelve and verse number 16, yes. Proverbs 12:16, a fool's wrath is presently known. You'll know, right? But a prudent man covereth shame. A fool's wrath is presently known. What's that mean? You know when he's acting like a fool. He's letting it known.
Yeah.
He's ranting and raving. He's going to show you his anger. Right? That's a fool.
Amen.
How about a foolish man? He speaks foolishness. That only makes sense, right? A foolish man speaks foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Genesis chapter 4. Starting in verse number 6. Genesis 4 and 6. And the Lord said unto Cain, so this is the individual we're going to be talking about for a second. Why aren't thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against his brother and slew him. Verse number 9, and the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Sounds like a foolish talking foolishness. Right? He's talking to God here.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen, you're not going to fool God.
Yeah.
You can try to flower it up in any kind of way that you want, but you're not going to fool God. Cain here tries to fool God. I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? That sounds like somebody who speaks foolishness. And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother crieth unto me from the ground. I bet you as soon as verse number 9, as soon as Cain said that, he thought, oh, maybe I got away with this one, you know? In verse number 10, oh no, you're not going to get away with it. He said, what hast thou done? And I bet you his countenance and everything else went, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Now I'm in trouble. Because God knows. Listen, you can't speak foolishness and not get away with it. You know God's going to hold us account for every word that comes out of our mouth?
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty serious thing.
Sure. It's
written. Amen?
Yeah.
We got to be careful what we say.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 12. I will try to scurry this along. Proverbs try to scurry it along. If not, we'll maybe Pastor give me the liberty of continuing it next Sunday. Proverbs chapter 12, verse number 23. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. Proverbs 15. The tongue of the wise, or 15:2. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. You know what I liken to somebody who's just yapping like that? I thought about it today. It was pretty funny. I walked out, my dog, my little dog like this, and he just, I'm going, are you a fool? And that's what I'm reminded about, a fool that speaks foolishness. My little black dog just barking his head off for nothing. I'm looking around, there's nothing out there. He's just barking. And that's what a fool does. They just, speak foolishness. That's what I thought about. All right. How about a foolish man, he not only is a grief to his mother, how about he disappoints his father? Samuel chapter 13. Second Samuel, that is. Sorry. Thought about it. You know why I didn't hear any pages, and I'm going, I think I missed something. Second Samuel. 2 Samuel 13, verse 37. Here we have an individual named Absalom. Where did I say to go? 13:37. But Absalom fled and went to Talmai, the son of Amihud, king of Geshur, and David mourned for his son every day. Do you know why that is? You remember what happened? What did he do? Mrs. Porman said it. Slew his brother. Why did he slew his brother? For the sin of with his sister, right? Do you know that mourned David? Do you understand that? That even though maybe his brother was doing justice in his own eyes, that he said that was his other son.
Yeah.
And it still disappointed him. And then he fled. Now he's wondering what's going to go on with Absalom. I don't know what any father would... That'd be a hard situation to be in, amen, number one. But still, he disappointed his father for the actions that he did. 1833. 2 Samuel 1833. And the king was much moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and what? Wept. And as he went, he thus said, O my son Absalom, my son Absalom, would God I had died for thee, O Absalom, my son, my son. Now he's crying out for his son, Absalom, but I'm sure he was pretty disappointed.
Yeah, amen.
Amen? Or he would not be crying that prayer right there. Proverbs 17. We're almost done. for tonight. Proverbs 17, verse number 21. He that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow, but the father of a fool hath no joy. Verse 25. A foolish son is a grief to his father, and the bitterness to her that bare him. 19:13. Psalms 19:13. A foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping. We'll end with that one. I hope and pray that we're not a disappointment to our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
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 Listen, we can gain and learn from the foolish man.
Amen.
We're saved. When we die, we're going to heaven. But we don't have to act like the world acts. We don't have to act like the foolish man. The Bible tells us, and I'll tell you real quick. The Bible warns us in Proverbs is to forsake the foolish man, is to go from his presence, to answer him not, but also to answer him. Sometimes you just got to tell a fool, look at, you're being a fool, shut up. Simple. Say you're wrong. Amen. But I wanted to end on that last one, a disappointment to his father. Sobering thought. Father, forgive us when we act like a fool.
Amen.
When we don't bring honor and glory to Him. Amen?
Amen.
I pray you got a blessing out of that.
Amen.
I really enjoy the book of Proverbs.
Amen.
Read a proverb a day.
Amen.
There's so much in there.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we love you. We thank you so much for loving us. Thank you so much for loving us. You were willing to send your son, Jesus, to die for us. Thank you, Jesus, for being obedient to your Father and coming to die for wretched sinners like us. Lord God, that I'm so grateful that you did not stay in the grave. I'm so thankful, dear God, that you rose again. You rose again to give us that hope of seeing you one day. And I'm just praying, dear God, as we're here on planet Earth, that you will just get enjoyment out of us. I pray that we would make you happy. I pray that you give us things to do to make you happy. And Father, I pray that we would seize that time, dear God, to make a difference in somebody's life, Lord, to be willing to share the gospel. Lord, we thank you so much for this church. We do pray for our pastor. Be with him, bringing him and Mrs. Fenton back safely, Lord. And we'll give you the praise in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. We have an invitation. If you need to come forward for anything, the altar's open. Come and pray and talk to the Lord.